Well, I guess, Congresswoman, I wanted to ask mainly about the gun control and gun bills and going on right now in Congress. The first hearings were held yesterday. What are you taking out of these hearings, and what's going on?
I think what's really important in the hearings we're in the Senate, we haven't, and it's up to us in Congress to really listen to our constituents and make sure that we figure out how to address the number of horrific assaults that have taken place on citizens, whether they've gone to meet members of Congress, attend school, be at shopping malls and that, listen to what we can do to make our community safer.
President Obama will be in the Twin Cities next week, and I guess they're saying he will be discussing this issue. Where do you want to see him take this dialogue? Because his executive orders and things he's talked about have been all about the dialogue rather than any firm legislative proposals.
Well, the president, suggests legislation, but it's up to the Congress to do anything. And we've already heard from many members of Congress that they don't expect any action to be taken one way or the other on this. And I think from speaking to constituents, they're a little puzzled that before we even have a discussion, people are saying we can't do anything. So the president looked at things that he could do to make our communities safer. And so he took some executive order action, but that's not the way that we really address the issue of gun violence. We need to talk about mental health. We need to talk about the number of rounds that are in these high-powered magazines. We need to talk about background checks. We need to talk about so many things to come together with a formalization that fits America and that will make our community safer.
And I guess the reaction of the public has been, as much as anything, to buy more guns in hopes that, in the fear that this is the big gun grab that the National Rifle Association has been saying is going to happen. Is that something to be concerned
well,
about?
Well, the National Rifle Association has its own agenda, and I think that they've made it very, very clear as to what their agenda is, and that is to change nothing. That's not where most Americans are. Yes, there have been some more people going in, buying ammunition, buying rifles, but the overwhelming number of people who live in our country are not running to the gun store to load up and to fortify themselves in their homes. They still plan on calling the police department. But we need to make sure that people who hunt and fish and people who want to protect themselves inside their homes have the ability to do that. No one's talking about taking away people's guns. I know I'm not.
I guess finally you now officially represent the Stillwater area. You've known this all along. You know all the issues. You know all the people. You're meeting a few people you've never met before. But the change in redistricting and now being comfortably in your new district, is it really going to change anything, do you think, for your office, the operation of your office, and the way you work as a member of Congress?
Well, we have a much larger geographic area now with constituents who would have to travel at some point with hardship to Washington, D.C., whether they have transit or transportation needs, whether they're elderly. And so what I'm very pleased is working with the city of Woodbury and working with the city of Stillwater to provide once a month on-site location for office hours so we can have people at least do their first meeting, whether it's Social Security issue, whether it's Medicare issue, whether it's, hey, my passport expired, what do I do? The plane leaves next week for my vacation, those kinds of issues. So we're very excited about it. And this is, representing more of Washington County is just more delight as far as I'm concerned, because I have the Mississippi River, the St. Croix River. I have wonderful farms. They have large corporations that are internationally known across the country and just the best constituents in the United States.
I had to laugh when you said about